This is WRAL News, your number one source for local news.
This is a stepping stone. This is the beginning. This is not the say-all, end-all.
Activists are calling it a step towards justice. Derek Chauvin convicted of murder in the death of George Floyd. Now at 6, WRAL has you covered on what's next in the struggle over policing in the U.S., plus new developments overnight in the deadly police shooting of a 16-year-old girl in Ohio. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. We're also on top of breaking news locally. There was a shooting in Apex. Yeah, this is a live picture right now from that scene. And Brett Neese will take us there in just a few minutes. First, though, we are tracking a red flag warning because of the wind and dryness in our area. Elizabeth.
I'm sorry. I've been tracking a front for several days now, and instead of this front bringing a lot of rain and thunderstorms, it is going to bring some wind and some dry conditions to us, at least behind the front. We'll see winds gusting up to 30, 35 miles per hour this afternoon as that front comes through. So we do have a red flag warning in effect for parts of our viewing area until 7 p.m. We'll see low humidity, gusty winds. That means any fires that develop could spread fast. So you're just encouraged not to do any outdoor burning today. We're going to wake up to some sunshine this morning. It's going to be real pretty. Temperatures are in the mid-50s right now. We'll see increasing clouds, and right around 2 or 3 o'clock, the front comes through, but hardly any rain with that. You can see just a little bit of rain pop up east of our viewing area. We do have a level 1 risk for severe storms up here in Northampton County, and I think Roanoke Rapids sitting right there on the edge of that risk, but it's a pretty low risk for some wind damage, a greater threat as you get into Virginia. Our temperatures are starting off in the 50s this morning. We'll be in the upper 60s at lunchtime, and about the time the front comes through, we'll climb into the low 70s. After that, we see our temperatures diving quickly. I'll show you how cold it will be where you are tonight and for the following few nights, so you'll know who has the greatest chance for frost. Ryan.
601, we have a pretty major road closed right now in North Raleigh. An overnight crash has closed Millbrook Road between Ponderosa and Creedmoor Road. Raleigh police are still out there investigating that crash. Not sure when they're going to be able to reopen it. Best alternate route for you this morning is going to be Lynn Road. We'll be following that through the morning, let you know when they're able to reopen Millbrook. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle right now, looks pretty good. 540 westbound, all clear from Capitol out to I-40. And I-85 looking fine right now between Durham and Hillsborough. Renee.
This morning, many across the country feel the fight for justice is far from over. Peaceful protests are planned tonight in Hillsborough, even as a guilty verdict is handed down in the trial of Derek Chauvin. Today, the former Minneapolis police officer will wake up in a maximum security prison about 25 miles outside of Minneapolis. He'll stay there for another 8 weeks when the judge delivers a sentence. Until now, Chauvin had been free on bail. A jury convicted him of 3 criminal counts, including murder, in the deadly arrest of George Floyd last May.
Chauvin could face decades in prison, but since he has no criminal history, he could receive a lighter sentence. Both sides in the case have a week to file briefs arguing how long it should be. He still has a chance to appeal his sentence as well. And in Minnesota, we checked, defendants typically serve about 2/3 of their penalty in prison with the rest on parole. 3 more officers are awaiting trial for their role in George Floyd's death. Tu Tao, Thomas Lane, and J. Alexander Kung are all charged with aiding and abetting murder and manslaughter during Floyd's arrest. Their trial is set to begin in August.
Activists say the guilty verdict for Chauvin is just the start of the fight against injustice in policing. People took to the streets across the country to both honor Floyd's life and to prepare for the challenges ahead. WRAL's Casey Cunningham is live in Raleigh this morning. Casey, a peaceful night in the Triangle, and soon there could be a permanent memorial to Floyd in our area.
That's right, Renee. Talking with George Floyd's family, they're hoping his memory can be used for positive change. And part of that is building a George Floyd Memorial Center. So they're talking about possible locations, one of them in Raleigh, right near Shaw University, here in downtown Raleigh, talking with his cousin. He hopes the capital city could really draw people in. They're also talking about Fayetteville as a possible location. That is where George Floyd was born. Family members say the settlement from the city of Minneapolis could be used to fund the center. We spoke with Floyd's cousin right after the verdict. He tells us the result of the verdict is a turning point for Americans.
When it says justice for all in the end of the pledge, that's what it means, justice for all, regardless of who you are, color, sexual orientation, religious beliefs. We believe that this is the catalyst for change for all people.
And George Floyd's family has now created a memorial website, and that's where they're posting the mission and the purpose of the George Floyd Memorial Center. We have some more information and a link to that over on WREL.com. Casey Cunningham, WREL News. We're live in downtown Raleigh.
UNC's chancellor says the school is committed to playing a part in the fight for racial justice. Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz says everyone has been forced to, again, contemplate pain and suffering faced by African-American and Black people across the country. Today, Black students and staff will get together virtually to talk about the verdict and the emotional reaction.
Just minutes before the verdict came down in Chauvin's trial, another deadly encounter with police sparked anger nationwide. This is new video of protesters in the streets of Columbus, Ohio overnight, where a 16-year-old girl was shot and killed. We want to warn you, the body camera footage that we're about to show you is disturbing.
What's going on? What's going on? Hey, get down.
And the footage shows the moments before an officer shot Micaiah Bryant. Officers say she was about to stab another girl with a knife, but Bryant's family says she was the one who called police to report the fight outside her house. One member became emotional when talking to reporters.
She was a good kid. She was loving. Yeah, she had issues, but that's okay. All of us go through.
She's a child.
You know what? She was 15. She deserved to die like a dog on the street.
The officer who shot Bryant is on leave, which is standard practice. The mayor of Columbus says an investigation is underway. Count on WREL for up-to-the-minute coverage of these developing stories about policing across our country. You can find more on WREL.com or the WREL News app. With breaking news this morning, a shooting brings out a large police presence in a neighborhood in Apex. It happened before 4 a.m. on Smith Road. And that's right where we find Brett Neese in the WREL Breaking News Tracker right now. And Brett, I know that since you have been there, this has been an active scene. What kind of answers are you getting about what happened?
Jeff, there's been a lot of sheriff's deputies that have come and went along with Apex Police. You see the line of deputy squad cars here on Smith Road. This is near 1010 Road and just south of Raleigh here near Apex. I want to give you a video from the WREL Breaking News Tracker. It'll show you a little bit closer of this scene. And there's a lot of deputies that have been in and around one of these front yards that is taped off. There's a lot of crime scene tape out here. It's a very large, active crime scene. So I'm working to find out more information. I have several emails and calls out to the Wake County Sheriff's Office trying to get more details about whether or not anybody was injured in this shooting. So as soon as we hear back, we're going to pass that information along. I'm going to stay on top of this all morning long for you. Live in Wake County, Brett Neese, WREL News.
COVID-19 vaccines are available today in Johnston County. No appointment needed. The clinic will be at West Johnston High School in Benson. The Pfizer vaccine is available. Remember, that's approved for anyone ages 16 and older. Shots start going out at 8 a.m. As of this morning, more than 200 doses of the vaccine have been 213 million doses of the vaccine have been given out in the U.S. 86 million people are now fully vaccinated, and that includes 27% of North Carolinians. This afternoon, President Joe Biden will discuss the national rollout of vaccines. He'll deliver an address at 1:15 p.m. You can watch it live on WREL.com and the WREL News app. Governor Roy Cooper and his COVID-19 task force will address the vaccine rollout locally this afternoon. You can watch it live at 2 o'clock right here on WREL or on our news app.
Parents in Wake County have less than 2 weeks now to decide whether to enroll in the virtual academy in the fall. Registration window for the upcoming school year opens tomorrow and closes May 2nd. The school board approved the registration period last night without opposition. The virtual academy will serve grades K through 12 with a separate virtual learning option for pre-K students. It's meant for families who aren't comfortable with a return to in-person instruction. And breaking news this morning, as Brian Schrader told us just a few minutes ago, Millbrook Road in Raleigh is shut down after a head-on crash there. The WREL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene, Creedmoor Road, around 3 a.m. First responders tell us two drivers were pinned inside their cars and had to be cut out. One is in critical condition. The other was seriously hurt. The road will stay closed as officers investigate the cause of the crash.
New this morning, a third person has died after a deadly crash in Sanford. It happened Saturday night at the 421 bypass in Broadway Road. Police tell us a car swerved in front of another to reach an exit, causing the second car to roll over. Lloyd and Kimberly Atkins died at the scene. An obituary shows another passenger in the second car, Judy Atkins, died as well. The driver of the first car, Ivory Adajar, is facing several charges and is in jail under a $50,000 bond.
Makaya Thurman here in the WREL Live Center. We are looking on live as Putin is giving more or less his annual, what they would call, State of the Union speech. You can see him addressing Parliament right now. He's pitched some very interesting things. Number one, he's talked about the need for more people to take the vaccine. He says that there's been a demographic population that's been very slow to take up the offer of a shot against coronavirus. This address is also coming as recent deterioration relations are increasing with the West. The Kremlin said it's at a historic low. The U.S. and EU expressing alarm over Russia's military buildup along the border with the Ukraine. Again, this is happening live. We'll continue to listen and bring you any updates here in the WREL Live Center. Back to you.
We're at 6:10 on your Wednesday, and soon you may be able to get help testing for COVID-19 from your boss. Just ahead, a new partnership with a North Carolina-based company to raise the stakes in the fight against the virus.
Plus, free help to escape a life-threatening addiction.
What we're looking for is people who've already tried to quit at least once and have not been successful in quitting.
How a medication may help you escape nicotine dependence in our WRL Morning Original.
We're starting off mild this morning. We'll see some sunny skies as we get into the morning in the next couple of hours. And then we're looking at some freezing temperatures potentially. We're going to go through town by town and let you know what your potential is for frost the next couple of mornings coming up.
The most experienced team of meteorologists. This is WRL Weather.
6:13, we have a pretty sunrise that is in progress right now in Durham. Some high thin cloud cover, and we will see the clouds increasing as we head through the afternoon. We have a cold front that'll come through. It's not likely to bring us much rain, but it's going to bring us some windy conditions. We have high fire danger, and then some very cold air coming in behind us. So a lot going on, but not a lot of rain coming. 52 in Fayetteville, 53 in Roanoke Rapids, 55 in Durham, 52 in Rocky Mount. Our temperatures will easily be 20 degrees colder tomorrow morning, but not bad this morning as you're sending the kids out the door to school. We're looking at temperatures in the mid-50s. Around lunchtime, we'll be in the upper 60s. As the kids are coming home, temperatures will be in the low 70s. The winds are going to pick up this afternoon. And as the kids are looking to get outside during the afternoon and evening, temperatures will be dropping quickly through the 60s.
Today, a 10-year-old girl killed by a suspected drunk driver will be laid to rest. Danae Allen was hit by a car last week in Dunn while looking for her runaway dog. She was on the sidewalk when a driver veered off the road and hit her. Allen's mother was also hurt in the crash. She spent days in the hospital. The girl's funeral will be held at Hodges Chapel Church in Benson.
The federal trial resumes today in the shooting death of a Durham restaurant owner. Maurice Owen Wiley Jr. in the upper left corner of your screen here is one of five charged in the case. Police say the group ambushed Hong Zhang and his wife as they left China Walk restaurant on South Roxborough Road in 2018. Each defendant faces two federal charges, attempt to interfere with commerce by robbery and possession and discharge of a firearm in a violent crime.
The city of Raleigh is hosting a discussion on inclusion after recent violence against Asian Americans. The two-part panel starts today and will focus on the Asian American experience in our community. You can register on the city's website.
New this morning, North Carolina-based LabCorp is working with small businesses to provide at-home COVID-19 tests for employees. LabCorp says businesses can buy and give out the tests, making it easier for their workers to find out quickly if they're infected with the virus. The tests are then sent back to the LabCorp to determine if the result is positive.
Leaders in Knightdale want your thoughts about the development of 200 new homes. Town Council is weighing plans for the townhomes near Old Knight Road and Forestville Road. That's not far from Forestville Elementary and Knightdale High School. Some have accused the council of not taking the proper steps to let people speak about the project. A public hearing starts this afternoon at 4. You can submit comments on the town's website.
Now, a WRAL Morning Original. New reporting first at 6.
Smoking habit is not only expensive and unhealthy, it can be deadly. Local researchers have a new study about a medication that may help smokers kick the habit for good. In our Morning Original, the strategy for success.
Most smokers know quitting could be life-saving if they just could.
What we know is that it takes only 10% of people quit permanently at any time they attempt to quit smoking.
Dr. Matthew Hung with Wake Research says it's the nicotine addiction that keeps most smokers hooked. That's the target of the ORCA-2 clinical trial, testing the medication cytisinicline. The drug is licensed in Eastern Europe and is designed to block nicotine receptors in the brain.
But also stimulates them, turns them on a little bit, so you don't get that withdrawal sensation.
Wake Research is recruiting current smokers on at least a half pack a day habit who have tried to quit but failed. It involves weekly virtual meetings for 24 weeks with trained counselors for help with the psychosocial aspects of smoking.
Really, the behavioral therapy and the counseling are as important a component as any medication you're going to give somebody.
Participants receive free study medication, free study-related medical exams, and they are compensated for time and travel. Of course, if the study helps you quit for good, the benefits are priceless. Monica LaLiberty, WRAL News 5, on your side.
And for more information about the ORCA-2 trial, including a separate study comparing the drug with Chantix, you can go to WRAL.com.
We are all waking up to comfortable temperatures out there, but also very dry conditions, and also the winds will be kicking up, Elizabeth.
Exactly. We take a look at what's going on, first of all, with our live camera network, and it's nice and quiet. It's a pretty start this morning. A lot of changes happen as we get through the day today, though. Right now, our temperatures are mild, looking at 52. We'll see our front come through. It'll be on the mild side, and then temperatures will take a plunge behind it, as it will feel like winter across parts of our viewing area for the next few mornings. 55 is our current temperature here as we're taking a live look from the City of Raleigh Museum. You can see the flag there at the Capitol building moving pretty quickly now, but the winds will be strongest mid to late afternoon with some gusts up to 30, 35 miles per hour. Down in Sanford, it looks pretty this morning. We're just starting to see a little sunshine there. 44 the current temperature, so rather chilly. This has been a cold system coming through. Still some snow showing up from Buffalo all the way down into parts of Kentucky and even Tennessee. Mountains of North Carolina will see some snow and a wintry mix with the system a little bit later on today. But as the system comes across the mountains, it's really going to sort of wring out a lot of that moisture. So there's not much for it to work with once it moves into our area. It will be windy, though. By the time we get into the afternoon, our winds will be shifting to northwesterly at about 15 to 20 miles per hour steady, with gusts up to around 30 miles per hour. So if it happens to be your trash day, watch out for your trash. But more importantly, we have a red flag warning from the Triangle area westward. Low humidity behind the front and gusty winds will mean fires could spread rather quickly. So you're encouraged not to do any outdoor burning today. Definitely cold behind this front. 35 Kansas City, 34 in Chicago. Temperatures have begun to drop now in Nashville, but will drop more quickly as that front continues to push eastward. Right now, our winds are coming out of the south, so we'll see highs in the 70s this afternoon. But once the front moves through, we're going to see the big push of cold air coming in, and that means the potential for some frost. Look at this. We have freeze warnings in effect for a huge chunk of the eastern portion of the United States, including the mountains and foothills of North Carolina. Now, we may go under a frost advisory for not tonight, but tomorrow night, because tonight it's still going to be on the windy side. That's really not a good recipe for frost to form, even though our temperatures will be chilly. It'll be a bit more calm Thursday night and Friday morning, so we may have a better chance of some frost then. But take a look at these temperatures. Roxborough, 30, 32 in South Hill, 33 in Roanoke Rapids. So especially near the Virginia line, we could see temperatures right at freezing. So you'll want to protect any tender vegetation or crops that need it there. Looking at mid-30s around Durham and Raleigh, as well as Wilson and Rocky Mount, 39 in Fayetteville, but 34 in Irwin, 34 in Robbins, 35 in Southern Pines. So it's definitely going to be a cold, cold start. If you want to protect those plants, it's a good idea to water in the afternoon and then cover the plants at night. Just don't forget to remove that cover in the morning so it doesn't damage your plants. Thursday, Earth Day, only 60 degrees. And then we're looking at the potential for some rain as we get into the day on Saturday. Right now, Saturday is looking more and more like a washout. We'll go through Saturday, though, hour by hour. Once we get past that, a little warmer and drier into early next week. Brian?
We still have Millbrook Road closed on the north side of Raleigh because of an overnight crash and the investigation that continues into that crash. This is between Creedmoor Road and Ponderosa. And at this point, we're not really seeing big delays. However, as we get deeper in the 6 and 7 o'clock hour, if that closure continues, we could see some backups through that area. Best alternate route is going to be Lynn Road. They are just north of where Millbrook is closed. Elsewhere, pretty quiet around the triangle. We are watching the delays building coming in from Johnston County on 40 westbound. Look at that camera out of the Clayton Bypass, indicating some of that backup there. Evident on the camera, overall drive time right now from 42 to 440 up to about 12 minutes. Renee?
Brian, thanks. It's a method of transport not being used anywhere else in the country. Just ahead, how visitors to Kill Devil Hills may soon get a tour of its most famous monument without a driver behind the wheel.
Plus, WRL is asking the experts about the long-term impact of the Chauvin trial. A live conversation with one of them still ahead.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
As Derek Chauvin awaits sentencing, the teenager who filmed the former officer's deadly arrest of George Floyd is getting credit for his conviction.
Yeah, her work is what is trending this morning. Support poured out on Twitter for Darnella Frazier, whose video of Floyd's death became the focus of Chauvin's trial. She was 17 years old at the time. Frazier herself reacted to the verdict on social media, saying she cried and thanked God once learning Chauvin was found guilty.
And you may remember she testified during the trial, saying she put a lot of pressure on herself, wishing that she could have done more to help George Floyd. But certainly it was her video that was key to the trial and the verdict. A GoFundMe for Frazier has raised more than $600,000 as of this morning.
So difficult for her.
Meanwhile, anger is growing for the Ohio teenager who lost her life in a police shooting just before Chauvin's guilty verdict. Micaiah Bryant dominated discussion on Twitter, with many saying her death shows Chauvin's conviction is accountability, not justice.
Well, I'm saying it's just one case moving forward. And you saw in a lot of the posts there the hashtag say her name, which we've heard in the Breonna Taylor case. But it goes all the way back to 2015, Sandra Bland's arrest in that time frame. So that's been around a while and coming up way too often. Yeah.
New this morning, North Carolina is breaking barriers in self-driving transportation. Take a look. The DOT is using a self-driving vehicle on recreational public land for the first time in our nation's history. It's happening at the Wright Brothers National Memorial in Kill Devil Hills. The self-driving shuttle uses laser technology to map a fixed route and avoid obstacles. It will carry passengers around the memorial through July.
Tonight, WRL Scott Mason celebrates spring with his next Tar Heel Traveler special. You can look forward to springtime stories from across the state. Beautiful flowers, colorful characters, and uplifting stories. Watch this Tar Heel Traveler springtime special tonight at 7:30.
Coming up next, possible North Carolina locations for the George Floyd Memorial Center. Plus, we talk with his family about the verdict.
I'm Brett Neese, live in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker near Apex, where an overnight shooting has rocked a neighborhood. Coming up, the latest information from the scene.
And I'm tracking a cold front. This one not likely to bring very much rain, but the wind and the cold will have a pretty big impact here. I'll show you who has the best chance for frost coming up.